another story. So before you get to research anything, because I have about 100 people lined up wanting to get readings, and I'm going to do them, every last one of them. However, I want you guys to think over this, because right now I'm actually in Arizona, so I'm doing a lot of traveling. I really won't have a lot of time to really get to people. Probably you may have to wait for a couple of months, each person. Like, once you text me to get a reading, it may take a couple of months. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I want to give you a real reading. But on top of that, I want to be able to, you know, get to my location safely, places that I need to get to. And I'm getting attacked by ET beings daily, zapping me from phone energy and all kind of shit. So right now is not a good time. So I want you to just think over this while you wait. So you was given a set of weapons, your name and your social security number. And your name ties into a language, which ties you into a land. No matter how you look at it, a land mass or a land body. It's up to you to research that land mass and that land body that your name ties you into. And so at some point, you need to go to that land mass, that land body, because that is your zero point. That's called your zero time reference. And once you do that, you're going to find out that you're linked to other people. So when you're not performing correctly, meaning that towards fulfilling your life purpose, you're not only holding back yourself. This is what I'm trying to get people to see. You're holding back a group. So you have what's called group karma. You have what's called fixed stars. So you have stars that are movable. Some stars are fixed. And that's what I'm going to get into in the future soon too, is I'm going to get into fixed stars. And when you go back to your zero point reference, you are finding out about your fixed stars. You can also do this on a celestial level with your zodiac sign, but I'm speaking on how to do it through your name. So once you tie into your fixed stars, or the physical karma that you are tied into, now your job is to, do you like it or not?
Oh, pressing down on us from above. Is it now? So let me ask you, let me rephrase that question then. So we're getting here, this push towards some type of disclosure, this report is coming out, and at the same time, as you're saying, there are individuals who are taking marching orders from their superiors to come out here and erase history of the things we already know, as you just said. So let me ask you that question again. What's the attempt then? Is this a limited hangout disclosure? And if so, it appears to be, why? What's the ultimate reason for this limited hangout disclosure?
That's that's a good question. And there's a lot to that, okay? So let me also talk, I don't know how long or how briefly, about the death of Mark McCandless, because this Who's is that? Instrumental to the situation. It's... And also the takedown, as I've said, of my YouTube channel after 16 years. All of this is happening right before this so-called report comes out. Well, what am I known for? What is our channel known for? We have whistleblowers, okay? Mark McCandless is a whistleblower. He just died in a typical Illuminati hit. Okay, they're trying to craft it into he killed himself.
Yeah.
But I've got testimonies from best friends of his who say over and over again, there's no way he would kill himself. He was on the verge of a major breakthrough with regard to his own technology, having to do with the ARV, which is basically a UFO that he reverse engineered in drawings, in essence. And, you know, I've got articles about this. I did a tribute show on his death and his life. And I've also gotten testimony where these people are afraid to come forward, in essence, but I'm happy to talk. So I will, you know, tell you what they said, and I can go through the whole murder if you want to get a blow by blow. But I also want to say that Sean David Morton, who has a major, major whistleblower, who ran Area 51, who ran S4, who ran Dulce for the whole United States secret space program in the early days, who left behind a legacy, supposedly killed or time traveled out of this sector. And he gave it to Sean's, his lawyer gave it to Sean's lawyer. And basically with the thing is that he should write it into books as fiction. So it's fact as fiction, but that's how Sean wrote it, but it's all factual. It's like contains tremendous amount of facts. And I know that because I know the history, okay? And it matches everything my whistleblowers have said over the years. And many other whistleblowers, people that have not even necessarily reported to me personally. So what you're talking about is a cover-up in motion, okay? They're killing people, okay? Sean has been taken back into prison all of a sudden. In April, I think it was, he was out in January getting cancer treatment, et cetera, at the best hospital, Cedars-Sinai, said to be one of the best in the whole United States.
That's the best place to
they
kill
took
people,
him back
right?
into custody. They said he didn't violate anything, but they just decided to do it. The government does whatever the fuck they want.
She's a two. He don't mind a high.
watch out, he's on your track. If you're not careful, he'll turn you back. The reason so many of you turn around, you don't go no more to your praying ground. You better keep climbing the ladder round by round. Don't let old Satan turn you around. You better wrap up, get tied up, oh, get tangled up. When I was a sinner lost in my sins, I prayed to the Lord and he took me in. He wrapped me with his love and he saved me with his blood. Oh, what a feeling that came from above. I'm in the Father and the Father in the Son. Son and the Holy Ghost, they all make one. I said I'm wrapped up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, wrapped up. I couldn't get her loose if I wanted to.
And so they just took him, they put him in solitary confinement for 32 days. Now, he's a white-collar criminal, if you want to call him a criminal at all, which he's not because they framed him, but that's another matter. And so what you have is this guy, he's been, every time he goes back in prison, they put him in solitary. Like, what the fuck? Because they are afraid of his influence, okay, because he loves to talk. And I'm sure he talks to the other inmates, and you know, yeah, who knows, he probably could create all kinds of mayhem if he wants. But I think he's probably a peaceful, you know, he's a peace-loving guy, so he probably doesn't, you know, cause that much trouble. So anyway, if you put somebody in solitary confinement for 32 days, that is torture to a human being, okay? Most people won't even be able to stand 10 days of solitary, let alone 32. Do you understand how crazy this is? They are so desperate, okay, to keep the secret. And so these the evidence of the threats against me, against Sean David Morton, against not just a threat, but killing Mark McCandlish, and there are probably other people that have been threatened and or killed in this period of time. So leading up to a so-called report disclosure, right?
That's right. So you just believe the official story and don't go on and look back of all them years of research. And it's true. They took down Project Camelot off of YouTube. It's been going strong since like 2008. So much stuff there. Man, the plot thickens, don't it?
in which they're already spinning the story so that you think that 70 years of history about UFOs and all the investigative work that all of us have done, there's a tremendous, I mean, sex and UFOs, those are the biggest two topics, you know, investigated on the internet.
Yeah.
They can't keep the story down, okay? It's ludicrous that they're even trying at this point.
It's ludicrous to think that we are doing it. We do it. This is what we do.
Thank you. yeah, man.
We everywhere where we want to be. We in touch with the crystals clear, cause we're touching trees.
And they're talking to
me, man.
Thank you.
but they are trying. And sure, there will be some sheeple that will go along with the lies. They didn't pay attention to us all these years, you know, or they thought they discounted us and thought we were, you know, crazy conspiracy nuts. Well, it turns out all our conspiracy things were true. They're all right, as usual. Everything that I've ever said is right and
that's
true.
That's right, Carrie.
I mean, all my whistleblowers have been telling the truth all these years. And so what do they do with us? We're an inconvenient truth right now, because they want to have massage us out of history, because that would really suit their purposes. Then they don't have to pay for the number of people and whistleblowers they've killed. And we have a partial list on our older site, projecthemlock.org, and you can go to the top menu to find it, where we actually paid tribute to a lot of the people they killed. I mean, Tesla's just one of them, and he was contacted by aliens. So, you know, the secrecy is long and deep, and it contains tons of dead bodies, and dead bodies of people that you don't even know were killed because of this secrecy, to maintain the facade, the secrecy, so that
the facade is going down. The facade is going down, and the dead will be vindicated.
Only you got to be real with yourself. Do you like your 0 point? Say, for instance, your name is Irish. Do you like Ireland? Now you've been there. You've visited. You've done rituals. You know, you've made communion with Ireland. Do you like it? Do you like the culture of it? Does this define you? See, when people saying they got problems with their life purpose and all of this and that, that's where you start. Does this define you? Does Ireland define you? The Switzerland, you have a Swiss name. The Switzerland define you. You say you have an American name. Is it really American? See, that's what I would tell an American. Not necessarily somebody that's Irish, but American. Is your name even, do you have a name? Do you know what that is? Because if you have an American name, it's probably going to tie you more into Arabic. If you truly have one. So these are the things you must know. And then your social security number, see, this ties you into the cosmic play. This is what they use on a day-to-day level to visa you out. Because their goal is to visa you out. You know that, right? These group of beings, they want you dead. They incarnate you here to get your resources. Once they feel like they've extorted enough from you and exactivated enough resources for your body, they want you dead. They're programmed to do that. But it's programmed for you to survive, believe it or not, but you have to learn how to visa through numbers. And that's stuff that I teach too in my programs and classes. And you visa through numbers by first understanding your social security number and how to read it in a chronological order and finding out which bodies of land your social security number ties you into. So having a social security number is not enough. Social security number ties you into bodies of land, land masses, water, things of that nature. You need to make communion with all of this. Do you like this shit that you tied in with? See, that's the homework that people don't want to do, you know. Like, anybody can sit here and be lazy, but this is our mission. I've done about 25% of the work so far just from doing this last voyage. And what happens is that it recycles every 25 days. You got to go back and update, re-up. You have to know how to do readings. And this is worth billions of dollars. And they know it. The doctors know it. So they got all of you hooked up to a computer, a supercomputer, tied in with Mercury, and they read you every day. And Visa, you'll get money off of you. Pimp you, basically. High tech, though. You'll never be able to stop them. You can get mad, but that's not a remedy for this. That's not a defense. That's not a shield. See, you're also given a shield when you incarnated here, believe it or not. Your shield is what you create with your hands. Not with your mouth and lip service. It's okay to use this in relationship to your hands. You use your mouth in relationship to other body parts. Not alone, so. Just a little food for thought on my voyage. As always, keep studying. Never quit, never give up. Namaste.
Reaching immortalis. This is 8th degree. We don't have any time to waste. Time for us is very valuable. It's as valuable as gold or the highest things in this space. And so we've decided to take this time to enlighten ourselves about who we are. So let me finish the correlations. Idris. And I stop with Idris because, man, it's another story for later, but I had a real experience with this being in the physical plane, this green one, in this rug that mom gave me. And it was a prayer rug, but it didn't have most of the stuff that normal prayer rugs have on it, because, you know, they put the temple and everything like that. It was just a prayer rug. And it was an outline. And when you looked at it, it looked like a person, but it was like the archway of a temple. Right? But it was the archway, as you looked at it, was the outline of a something that either had wings or a cape. And through this process of consecration, and I was led back to this rug because it was one of the last things that remained in my closet as I was throwing everything that wasn't good for me away, like the Gucci shoes. Should have stuck with those Hermes.
You know me, though.
But as I was throwing everything away, this rug was left, and I was like, yeah, I need this rug, this prayer rug. And I will open this rug, and in the morning, the thing would come from the rug and explain all sorts of stuff. I kid you not. Like, I would tell you I eventually threw the rug away. I know y'all like, man, are you serious? It got to a point where when I had finally got out of all of that occultation and all of the mysticism, I just was like, I just had this day. You know how you have those days and you're just like, man, let me throw all this stuff away. And the rug went right out with it, with all of its power. I had this thing and I said, you know what? If it's really true, it will always be within. It doesn't have to be outside, because I did feel like that. I was starting to gather relics. And since I had just come out of gathering a bunch of weight and things, I was like, let me just get rid of all of this stuff. And so anyway, I got rid of the rug. But I'm just saying that these accounts are real accounts.
Nobody be.
Don't ever get in no dream.
Everything happening always was and ever shall be.
Not a good day if you ask me, but I'm willing to bear with it if I fucking know I'm getting some tomorrow.
I'm coming always, something.
Big this, no thing, I'm gonna rip up.
And it's what I do.
Sometimes
day.
Anyway, I got rid of the rug, but I'm just saying that these accounts are real accounts. This green one is Hermes. This hermetic awareness or thought, it does come into the space. It is the word that does not come back void. It is Kundalini. It is real. And if you find yourself separated from it, it only means that you're separate from yourself. And the path, and this is why we're all on the path, is the journey back to self. This is what we're doing here. So I just want to make it very clear that I can't express to you enough in verbal. I have no reason to lie. I have way more wilder stuff that's happened beyond that, that I just, there's no place to mention. My only goal here is to let you know from this and what you feel expressed from me that this stuff is very real. But I've seen a lot of fake stuff too. I've seen things that don't work. It's a lot of it. And I see why the process of unlocking this power is indeed a formula. It takes a different level of your own connection with self. Like, it takes your own personal initiation, how you relate to the mysteries, your own experiences. And only thing that I'm here for is to confirm some things for you. So we have also Papa Legba ends up making the list. And finally, Hiram makes the list. All of those names have been completely researched to also be cognates of Mercury and Hermes. So now when you even see any of these stories, what you immediately see, even when you see, look at this, when you see Wooten sitting in that chair and the two dogs humming and munging sitting next to him, that's the caudaceous staff once again, and Mercury is sitting in between. Okay, when you even see a practicing Orthodox Jew with the, you know, the thing on the side, the bangs, you ever want? Yeah, I know you've wondered, like, what is that?
The curly
That's
burns.
The two twining serpents. And on the head is the phylactery, the square, or the cube, or the tetragrammaton. They're taking it that literal. And then they take the hand of the disagreeable and they bind that hand down. And you can't touch anything with any of the hands because those are the snakes. They take a little thing and they touch everything with that in order to not defile it because they work for Bulel. They're still asking Bulel. Do you see how this works? So it's a confusing thing for humans because they're like, well, shoot, man, you know, what am I supposed to do? Should I go in this way or should I go that way? Because the original symbol of the caduceus staff was just a Y. It was a budding Y. It was a tree that went up with two branches with roses coming out of one branch. This is why Moses' metaphorical staff is the budding staff, because that's the good tree. And when he casts his staff down to the other two serpents, so this is two serpents on the side and one in the middle, it swallows up the other ones, meaning all of the yin-yang forces, it makes one. So do you see, if you were just stuck watching Ben-Hur? And you're in Matt, Ben, or I'm sorry, Child and Heston, over here, and you get that interpretation, this is why I'm still in the Matrix right now doing what I do, because that is not a way to explain to anyone the great mysteries. If anything, it's a way to mislead them. And because there's beings here that are seeming to mislead the beloved, now it's a showcase showdown.
Oh, yeah, the price is right.
Clever and melodious.
Somebody to stop maybe doing this rabbity rock. You know what I mean, Jackson?
I know it's on the key. I know it's on the
key. I'm doing some straight up rap call.
I know what that is. Yeah, rap call, man.
MTV in 1994.
Oh, yeah, that was a good year for rap call.
There is a return of the Jedi, or a return of the Jedi, or the return of the Messiah. Okay? That is a return of Kundalini. So what we're waiting on is not something that is going to come from the sky. We're waiting on the activation to take place within. And these kind of conversations, because this is not the normal stuff, is a sign. It's not just, oh, well, seven's the Messiah. James, Evans, Bomar, Jeb, the Lord of the Earth, Jakin, Eva, Boaz, three times. I'm a third, thrice great. I've been to this space with people calling me the same name, identifying me the same way. But what does all that mean? It means what everybody else is too. If you feel so special about it, great, feel special. That's the only thing the story is for, is to, if you hear your name as I keep going down the list, and that's what it takes to feel special, it still leaves the great work before you. When you start hating everybody and you're not liking what's going on around you, you are giving up on the change. You see, we're midstream. Bill Gates works for Bull L. They're
right.
Attempting to liquidate all of the souls as much as possible. And here are the last of the Jedi, for real, with the Caduceus staff. We're still trying to get it completely activated itself, which is basically trying to get humanity activated to realize who they are before they explode versus figure out how to implode first. And this is the race to the top. And nobody will win because it will reboot itself. Meaning that Bull-El won't win, Hermes won't win. It's not about who the winner is going to be. You got to center into this like, well, this is the module. This is the code. This is how this matrix works. You need to know as a magus how to manipulate and operate in the matrix. So that way you can plan your own course or your own path. I can't tell you what your course and your path is going to be. Behold, I saw the ladder going up and down. Even I myself have had to walk down the ladder, as we talk about avatars in the underworld. So just realize the level of power that you have. Now, just so we're covering this in order, so now you get why, again, that you have this ability, and this is what you call the dream, to be in between two worlds or oscillate into other worlds. This is another power that you have. And in this power, if you use it to your full potential, you could even conduct souls. Basically, even loved ones that passed on, you can take them through this door and put them into another space where things would be pleasant for them. You can lead them to another pasture. See, all of this metaphysical Messiah stuff is very real. But there have been few that have been able to unlock that power in this space. But that power is unlocked. So it means that in other spaces, like the astral plane, there are Jedis or Thoths or Hermes in the astral plane. That's why it's showing you. It's a psychopompous. It's what fills your mind when you feel like you become a genius. Right?
Right, 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 right.
Thank you.